interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Welcome to the first ever Jerry Jonestown Massacre Appendix Show. Now you may be asking yourself, what exactly is an appendix show versus a .5 show? Well, on Tuesday night, we had the band Mean Motor Scooter over, and we were carrying on and having fun and quickly realized that our two-hour limit was up. So instead of continuing on and making this a 3 to 4 hour show, we recorded a little bit more with some questions I wanted to ask them and Matt. And now you have this beautiful appendix right in front of you that you can listen to. And this one gets wild and out of control and tempers flare and people get angry. And this should be a good example of why you don't talk politics with your good friends after you've been drinking a lot of whiskey. So, without further ado, here you go. Show 131, Appendix A.
In 3, 2, 1, and we're back.
All right, so this is the first ever Jerry Jonestown Appendix, which is probably a .5 if you're looking at it on iTunes. And we're still here with the band Mean Motor Scooter.
Hey-o.
I don't know why.
Happy Tuesday.
What is this? What are we doing here?
I've got some stuff I wanted to throw by you guys. And we're going to just start with this right off the top. Next week is Playboy's last nude issue.
Oh, I've heard.
Did you hear who the cover model is? And who will be the main, not centerfold, but the main celebrity?
You guys
model.
Are like ahead of the Playboy thing before it comes out. Like, I okay.
I haven't. Who is it?
Pamela Anderson.
Really? A little throwback. Yeah. A little
we
throwback,
are going
throwback.
Vintage.
A little throwback Thursday.
Good gosh, throwback. How airbrushed is this thing going to be?
Holy shit. She's got to look rough dude. Now.
So but, when I found out this story, there was another link in the story as you're going through, and it led me to a page that has a crap ton. It's like a whole index of centerfolds through the years, and I started looking through the photos because being a photographer, I just wanted to go through and see like what the hell's
as,
going on.
As a photographer, sure.
I wanted to see some nipples. But I could not believe, I haven't seen a Playboy in a long time.
That's eighth grade.
Since the internet came out?
Yeah. But, you know, last month.
Let's all be honest
but
here.
But it's probably been 2 or 3 years, but I was blown away at how much editing they do on the photos now.
Well, you can
like,
tell.
I knew they did a bunch.
And like it's more you know better 90s. Now. You're it's more educated crazy. On how photo like, editing is done, too.
Like, these girls look like they were wrapped in saran wrap. Their skin was so fucking smooth. There wasn't a pore. And I know they use...
Well, so then back in the 80s, didn't they literally use airbrushes?
Yeah, they did.
To
yeah.
do all that?
And a lot of smearing...
Boners.
Vaseline on things
yeah.
to make them look that, shiny.
Is there, Ben, is there any kind of masturbation factor at all with Playboy anymore? I don't think anyone spanks to that
no,
anymore,
and
do they?
They're
I mean,
just,
so mainstream.
They're going to a Maximum style magazine, so that way they can be on every
yeah,
news.
Yeah, well, as they should, because, like I said, we have Pornhub. I can watch Sex with Dead Bodies 101.
Jesus Christ.
Like, anytime I want to.
If that's what you're into.
No, but, you know what I'm saying, though, right? Yeah. Now, porn is very niche now.
Mm. Like, that was never, that's true. Like, I never looked at a Playboy expecting.
When's the last time you spanked off
just
to a, spread eagle to a Cinemax? When's the last time you did that?
1985?
At least.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they have to do this because there is no... Their clientele, or their not clientele, why do I keep saying that fucking word? Their audience is gone. Like, you don't remember back in the day when you were like, man, I can't wait to get that Vanessa Williams Playboy
well,
or
the
Hustler
thing,
or whatever
here,
it was.
Here's the thing is...
Was Vanessa Williams in Hustler?
Was it Hustler or Playboy?
Penthouse. She was in Penthouse. Oh. That's when she lost her crown.
The medium.
Which
so here's
they gave
the,
back.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a
which
whole...
Which was retarded.
But here's the deal is there a lot of hot, hot chicks became celebrities off of that
mm-hmm.
who then had huge movie careers
Rightfully so.
That started from Playboy. So Playboy is essentially a launch pad for chicks, and now you've just taken that away. They're basically going to be another Maxim.
That's kind of
was
a
Maxim
rough way
not
to
a launch
though,
pad?
Honestly.
No, Maxim goes and grabs people are already doing stuff.
Right.
Like, oh, Katherine Heigl's on a TV show. Let's put her in here because she's hot, has big tits.
So you're saying like
Tara Reid's already been in
like models that are willing to pose nude naked, like, if they were to go to Playboy or get accepted for Playboy, that would be a big step in their career.
It was a huge launching pad because a lot of outlets went to these chicks that were in Playboy that were hot, these Erica Leniacs, these Pamela Andersons, you know, entire Baywatch
Jenny
cast.
Jenny McCarthy.
Wow. Yasmin Bleeth.
Really good point. I never thought of that.
That's where a lot of these girls got their career started. And if girls are wanting to go down that path to become a celebrity, become a movie star, become whatever, I mean, that's a pretty big launching pad.
It sends
a fucked up
message. Though,
since the
girls.
90s, though, who is Playboy launched?
Right. That's what I was.
Yeah,
wondering.
Kate Upton. No, because she was with that
Jordan,
that rapey photographer.
Yeah.
That was who got her.
Every photographer ever.
Yeah.
Oh,
thanks,
kidding.
Asshole.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
Hey, you know what? We're
I didn't know.
Topic? Wait a second. Can I time out on the?
I have
the,
a lot
of
photographer of friends.
Right now,
I just
want
to make that well known.
So I've been trying to. I'm totally bored with Facebook. So I've been trying to.
Can I plug my next photo shoot?
Yeah, go ahead. But because this is probably going to tie into this, but so I've been trying to do Tumblr, Snapchat, and like last night I started signing up for all this shit. And I decided to kick up my Instagram again, right? Mm-hmm. I looked at one of our friends' Instagram, who's a photographer. He's right on the cusp of straight porn.
Yeah.
Right on
is
the cusp.
Is he making, like, okay. good money?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but we'll figure that out.
It's
in a private conversation.
Okay, so I shouldn't talk about it?
Can I plug my next gig?
When did he become the dude? What's the guy?
Apparently not.
Hey, what's the dude from... what's the guy's name? I always forget his name. That did the
Terry Richardson,
Johnny.
Is that the Girls
that,
Gone
that's,
Wild?
That's the no, that's Joe something.
Wasn't he like sued?
Joe,
our friend.
No, Terry Richardson's the dude, the rapey dude.
Yeah, he does weird stuff.
Well, this guy,
oh, he just did the Miley Cyrus one.
Yeah,
was that part of what we were going to talk about?
No. Oh, okay. But the guy that used to do the Girls Gone Wild videos that
it
went to prison for like tax evasion or something.
It was Joe something.
Wasn't it taxes that he went to jail for?
Yeah, on all the Girls Gone Wild. Empire.
Well,
he was in the first.
The
Paris
person
Hilton
that I'm talking
video?
About, the photographer that I'm talking about, is right on the cusp of this. Like his locations, his poses, his wardrobes. You're well done, sir.
It's
you're
like
right
a,
there, and you know who I'm talking to.
Well, my my gig,
like
which
I
love
near
it. That.
I'm just wondering if he'll hook us up on the pontoon boat down in Lake Whitney. That's all I'm wondering.
Oh.
Is he gonna hook us up?
So real quick, do you like Sunday Night Football?
No, I hate it.
You do on Channel 5? All right,
Collinsworth kills me.
Never mind.
What's your next gig? What's your next gig?
I will be down in Houston shooting sideline for the Sunday Night Football game.
Oh, nice.
Houston Texans and New England Patriots. Shoot.
How'd you hook that up?
Being awesome.
So, the Texans and
so
who?
Keep an eye out. Patriots.
When,
so,
next
Tom
week?
Tom Brady.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
Yep. I'll get you.
You about to quit this gig?
Yeah, this podcast shit's going.
I'm getting tired of
I'm this done
shit,
with
guys.
So, yeah, you guys want to start a band called Beef?
How about pork? I'd rather have pork.
All right. What are y'all's take on
anal?
No, Bill Nye.
I love it.
The science guy.
Bill Nye? Oh, the actor? Oh, the science guy, not the actor.
Chase is literally in love with him.
I don't know why people are hating on him, man.
He's
an
ambassador.
An
I think he's an ambassador of what's going on, and people don't listen.
You know he's a fraud, right?
He's not a real scientist.
No, that's a harsh word.
He's not a real scientist or the facts that he's talking about.
The point is, he knows his shit.
Do you want to get into this?
Hold on.
Do you want to get into this?
This is my path, because the facts he's talking
about... This is my path I've chosen.
...is stuff that is written to him by a group... of writers and
right,
producers
so
and directors.
So you're aware
not,
of
he's not a scientist.
Okay, that's fine. The facts that he talks about, though, you want to get into the, like, what, there's no, this whole global
that
warming thing's a farce?
That doesn't dismiss what he's saying as to be
is that
non-
what we're trying to say here?
Can I play you a piece of audio?
Wait,
let's hear it.
Because if you're
this is the conversation that you're about to get into,
defendist, I want you to defend. I'm not a defendist.
There's a group of these people, and they're all dicks.
No.
Don't talk about Bill that way.
I think where we're cross is I'm not a Bill Nye defendist. I'm what he's expressing in the campaign he's on. Defendist. Because if you're one of these Republican,
is that a real word?
No. If you're one of these Republican fat asses totally that think that nothing's fucking wrong with the climate, you're a fucking idiot.
Well, whoa. I would
go back to Jerry Falwell and fucking worship Jesus.
I would like to
pray for
audio.
The end of the world.
I'm so playing this audio
worship Jesus.
And I beg for anybody in this room or anybody listening to us, send us a fucking email, send us a voicemail, and tell us how this is fucking factual. You ready?
Yeah, let's hear
this. This pissed me off when I heard it. Here we go.
It's very reasonable that the recent trouble in Paris is a result of climate change. This water shortage in Syria. There is a water shortage in Syria. This is
time out. Time out, though. Time out, though. Time out. He's exactly right, though. There has been a huge water shortage in Syria.
Oh, there has.
Guys, we have no idea what he's about to say. Let's just let him go.
Can we finish listening to this?
Okay, yeah.
Don't interrupt, because you got to hear what the guy says.
So far, we're good.
Because this is Bill Nye, the motherfucking science guy.
I don't think that's his real name, sir.
I think so.
It's not like everything he says is a fact, who only but he's a respected public figure.
He only has a BS in engineering. Here we go.
Radio, television, and film?
No, degree? Just... regular engineering, right. Mechanical engineering.
And those are smart dudes.
Hey, my dad's a mechanical engineer.
Yeah.
Don't talk down.
Don't be talking down.
I'm not saying there's nothing bad about
that. Sorry you kicked your dad.
He's only a mechanical engineer.
But
yeah, he's not like a double E.
Your dad is not an advisor to Obama.
Does he need to be to know about
the
facts of life?
That is also the American scientist that is spreading his
agenda. All right, let's just play. I've heard some of this, but
here you go. Ready?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Don't interrupt. I'll fucking punch you in the nuts.
Climate change. This water shortage in Syria. There is a water shortage in Syria. This is fact-based. Small and medium farmers have abandoned their farms because there's not enough water, not enough rainfall. And especially the young people who have not grown up there, have not had their whole lives invested in living off the land. Young people have gone to the big cities looking for work. There's not enough work for everybody. So the disaffected youths, as we say, the young people who don't believe in the system, believe the system's failed, don't believe in the economy, are more easily engaged and more easily recruited by terrorist organizations. And then they end up
this makes complete sense to me. I don't know why this is so funny. Time out. So you don't understand his train of thought on all this?
So because these farmers can't water their crops, their kids become terrorists.
Okay, guys.
No, he hasn't said that yet. He said they become disenfranchised.
And more easily recruited by terrorist organizations. And then they end up partway around the world in Paris shooting people.
This is Bill Nye. He views things through a scientific perspective, okay? So just because he doesn't know about maybe like current events concerning politics or maybe some more things that are maybe more important in the factors of what's going on overseas, but how he looks at things is through a scientific perspective. So he's saying this is what's going on. Now, whether or not it makes sense is up to interpretation.
How does his train of thought not make sense, though?
This same train of thought... is the type
could
of
be
train
applied,
of thought that
could
is,
be applied to young African Americans that are in prisons right
it
now.
It could be applied
like
to
overloaded
you.
In the prisons.
It's slightly specious logic.
It is. You're right. It is. What do you call it?
Specious, I think, is what you call it.
I think the way he's saying this.
It's
more of a
kind
cause
of,
and effect.
But the way he's stating it is that all disenfranchised
it's reaching.
Youth is becoming terrorists because of this. And you got to... these kids have a mind of their own.
Wait. I would say that the majority, probably, of the disenfranchised youth in Syria are leaning towards ISIS because they're the glamour product right now over there with the kids.
No,
it's
they're
just,
not.
Yes, they
Why
are.
Why are all these fucking people
yes, they are.
Leaving the country in droves? That
Those
are
families. Those are not disenfranchised male between the age of 18 and 30.
But if you look in the news feeds, it's all
Those
these
all
kids
families.
That are going back and killing ISIS and fighting against ISIS.
Man, you sound like Fox News, man.
No, that's
not true.
Fox
that's
News.
Not true. That's not true.
Wait, hold on.
What you're saying is not true.
Hold on.
The majority of the people that are going over to fight ISIS, you think are Syrian refugees that have come here and decided to go back?
No, that's not what I just said. That's not what I just said.
Then what are you saying?
Listen to what I said.
Okay. Explain it again. Okay.
This is my new favorite segment, by
that
the way.
ISIS.
Yeah. That kids in Syria are so fed up with what ISIS is doing in Syria, and I'm talking kids.
This is what you're saying.
Hold on. Let me fucking finish.
This doesn't make sense. I can't let you finish. It's fucking stupid.
You don't know what he's about to say. Yet.
Go ahead.
Because I'm not reading CNN. I'm reading fucking British and European and Russian news outlets.
World news.
Hey, I can read too, and I read the same thing. You're reading the wrong shit.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
are. Okay, but wait, hold on. There's what you're trying to say, basically.
Go ahead and tell them what you're about to say, though, because I want them to hear this.
13, and this was pulled up today on The Guardian, okay? 13 to 30-year-old guys, males, are fed up with the way ISIS is doing over there. They were supposed to be leaving with their family, they're turning around and going back and fighting ISIS. They're forming their own little armies and militias fighting ISIS.
I've read the same thing. There's probably 200 out of 300 that are doing that.
Well,
Not a bulk of them.
Let's just ask ourselves. If you had someone come to your home where you live, wherever that may be, North Ridgeland Hills, Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, wherever, and they destroyed it to rubble, would you not want to go kill those assholes? Okay, so what would your estimate be of the majority
of those people
that would go back?
I'm not talking about the disenfranchised. I'm talking about
that's what he said.
13 to 30.
That's what Bill Nye just said.
But see, Bill Nye is taking the opposite tack. He's saying this is driving them to ISIS instead of, and that's
more believable than what he's talking about.
But what Dustin's talking about is actually fact.
I'm fact. No, it's not. I'm fact, and this is a guy talking.
So
this is a fact by a
census poll that they put up for the refugees to take.
Hey, if there's guys like a poll by these,
they took a poll.
If you listen, there's embedded reporters all over with these guys fighting with them, going with them.
It makes sense.
I'm reading stories all over the place about this.
I know, because you're the most intelligent man in America, Dustin. I know this.
That's not what I'm saying.
The report you're talking about is about 300 and about 200 kids.
There's no way, because
that is way.
I'm looking at the majority. I'm looking at photos disenfranchised, of 100 to 200 people.
They're relating the disenfranchised youth of ISIS or of Syria to like gang here, like it, and it's the same. It's the same principle. Like the kids that are disenfranchised, which he was talking about, Bill Nye was talking about the disenfranchised youth, not the ones that are leaving with their family, the disenfranchised youth, the ones that don't feel like there's a place in this world for them. That's what disenfranchised means, right? We're on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay, so the disenfranchised youth is attracted to ISIS,
but
just like fucking gangs.
Hold on.
I don't know about that.
He doesn't have numbers. He doesn't have proven fact.
Neither does your fuck twats.
I've got stories of people being over there.
I'm the most smartest man in America. That's all you got.
No, I'm not.
Spit them out.
I'll start sending them out. Guardian links. I'll start sending them to you.
Guardian is number one. Are they AP approved? Are they even on the AP? Do they get AP information?
That's like the biggest European news.
Who,
outlet.
Guardian?
Yeah, the Guardian.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So Fox News is the biggest here. Do you believe everything they say? It's the same shit. It's all propaganda.
He's just saying that they're like a well-respected news.
They're one of the most well-respected news sources in the world.
That doesn't mean shit these days.
Right
and
up
you
there
know
with
that.
The BBC.
Yeah, the BBC's.
That
one
doesn't
of the
mean shit
ones.
These days.
I'm taking that over any U.S. outlet. I don't read U.S. outlets.
Okay.
I don't look at U.S. outlets.
We're back to you being the smartest man in America.
No, I'm not saying that.
No, you're right. You're right.
Why are you pissed off? Like, you're just giving up. Like really. I mean, I'm just telling you.
Chase has pulled the beanie all the way down on his
eyes
now. Mommy and daddy are
going full beanie now.
It's all good.
Because Bill Nye's shit that you just shitted on was not that far-fetched. He drew a little bit of conclusions.
There's a key word in there. You dropped in a very subtle key word. It's not that far-fetched.
And Bill Nye is
it is just right there with what he just said about about families leaving and boys going, I'm going to be a good old boy and I'm going back to fight ISIS. And that's our main crush.
Get ready for our text messages to be full of stories tomorrow.
Because honestly, if we all like took down every ridiculous thing each of us said, I mean, I don't know Bill Nye. I don't know anything about him.
You know what? Bill Nye should be our president.
Hold on. I got something I want to throw in real quick. Okay. Bill Nye was against Monsanto for years. He went and visited their nice little factory up in St. Louis and immediately came out and said, Monsanto is amazing and we should side with everything they are doing.
See, that's a good example as to, you know, how easy it is to just kind of talk
be
and
bought
blah,
out.
Blah, blah. Sure.
He's the voice spokesperson for the Obama administration.
Do you hate Rocket Boy?
He's the head scientist for the Obama administration. He's not even a scientist.
The head scientist?
Yeah.
What is that title officially?
He's the scientist spokesperson for the Obama administration. Look it up.
But you don't need a degree
No, obviously not. No, he's just a figurehead.
Okay, so basically because he's a public figure.
Because he had a show in the 90s.
He's well respected enough to be something political.
But he's full of bullshit. There's just solid stories of him.
But, I mean, in all honesty, like Bill Nye.
So we should now believe him because he is siding with Monsanto.
No, of course
and Monsanto
not.
Is amazing.
Of course
and
not.
Dude, he went to Cornell.
How could you, Bill?
And got
went
a
to
BA.
Cornell industry.
Oh, how could you?
And got a BA.
And mechanical engineering. Do you think that's easy?
It's not that bad.
Are you kidding me?
No. Mechanical I'm surrounded by them at work.
You're not surrounded by mechanical engineers from fucking Cornell, you dumbass.
Okay, I'm
where
not.
You, maybe,
I'm not. I'm not. You work with
from
me.
Cornell?
That's right. Yeah.
From Cornell.
Yeah.
Do you even know where Cornell is? You
up your mom's asshole.
This shit got rough fast.
No. It's like
he worked for
like
Boeing.
Seriously. Oh, he worked for Boeing. Jack off.
Guys, politics.
Look up Monsanto. Look at the shit he did. I mean, why are you defending Bill Nye, the biggest fuckhole in the world?
Because
the,
he should be our new president of the United States.
There's a lot bigger. What about Donald Trump?
All right. Before we get into Trump talk, which is even just as explosive, I wanted to say that my original point to this argument before Matt pulled me off sides was that the Paris attacks were mainly done by French nationalists or French nationals. Yes, there were a few Syrians with them, but it's come out that the main guys that designed these attacks were actually French nationals or from Brussels. So Bill Nye's argument that the water shortage caused these Syrians to go to Paris and shoot it up because they were pissed that they could no longer work on the farms is kind of ridiculous. And in all actuality, it's kind of like a butterfly effect. I also have in my hand, on a piece of paper, you can hear it right here, a letter from Matt in which he'd like to state his side of the argument. He says, "Dear fans of the JJTM, I'm not a Bill Nye apologist, and I do not really feel that he should run for president. I didn't realize how much of a fraud he really is until I did a little more research. I'm sorry, and I love you all, and would love to lay down with all of you that have breasts and vaginas. Love, Stubbs." So, now, things get a little more explosive as we go into Trump talk.
I'll take Trump over Bill Nye.
I just opened a whole new conversation.
Trump
is a total
Donald
asshole.
Trump is going to end up being our new president because there are more motherfuckers.
Did you hear
that
what he just said on ABC?
And
no Muslims allowed in the country.
Did you
that
see
ruined
his
ratings?
Presidency.
No, it didn't.
No, it
didn't.
No,
it didn't.
No, raised it.
If anybody has common sense in America, they wouldn't vote for that guy.
This Snopes it, Sammy.
No, he 100% said that.
It was taken out of context.
Oh no, I know that.
Because the news clip they're playing is out of context. Listen to the full 5 minutes.
All backtracking.
Now
bullshit.
Hold on, shut up, because this is how he wins. The Jews will back him because of his business sense, and he's in.
Okay,
done.
But you said
no.
This is just because of this one small group of people. He's in.
The Jews control...
The Jews? Do you know about the Jews?
Wait,
I'm dead serious. The Jews control
I thought before we started
there,
this
the
whole
reason
program...
The reason he's
going to
win...
Wait.
The reason why Donald Trump's
going to
win...
I'm not sure we should be
factory,
talking about this.
...is fear factor. Donald Trump is running on fear. That's
Dude,
why he's going to win.
He is nothing more than a... Just like we were talking about with Bill Nye... Fucking public
figure. You motherfuckers
figure.
Keep dissing
Never
Bill Nye, dude.
No, I'm just talking facts here. Okay, the guy
I
is
didn't
nothing
know
more
I attacked
than
Matt's
a public...
Uncle.
A public figure. He's never been in politics.
Who do you
He's
know
a businessman.
Having...
And you know what? Over in Japan, business
on,
and politics work together. And here in dude. America, what you know, what we pride ourselves on is, you know, capitalism and all this stuff. And that's supposed to be what he stands for, right? What about voting for the people? What about voting for the underdog, the people that everyone hates so much? What
Which...
about happening for every one of us? Would you rather vote for...
You just
big
spoke
business
everything
corporation, or would you rather vote for the people?
But you just spoke about everything that, like, people do hate him. He is an underdog.
Yeah, but that's because they're misinformed.
Hey, would you rather have someone... Here's the question. Would you rather have someone out there that is speaking their mind and paying for their own candidacy out of their own pocket?
Oh, yeah, that his dad gave him $1 million. He only gave me $1 million.
I would rather
I thought
have,
it was a $6 million
hold on, hold on, hold on.
Either way...
I don't give a shit.
He's not a self-made man. Let's make that very clear.
Let me explain myself. Let me explain myself.
Then I got to say some more stuff about
Nye. No, hold on. Because, hold on. Shut the fuck up, everybody.
Everybody stop talking. This is serious business.
If you inherited a shit ton of money and you ran for president, there's nothing wrong with that. And you wanted to pay for yourself. No, there's
not. There's nothing wrong with being a self-made man versus a man who was given everything he had.
No, I'm not. But
hold on. One question.
I'm not Which done with more... my question yet. You just fucking cut me off, dick fuck.
I'm sorry. Can you finish your question?
Can I say something real quick about Bill Nye, the executive director of the Planetary Society?
I just want to say something real quick.
Fuck fuck mean motor scooter. Fuck this band to hell.
Silence.
Listen. The dick fuck
Silence!
That I the dick fuck that I am would like to listen to this man's opinion.
No, but okay. You got to stand for this. I know you're a fucking Hillary Dixiecrat. But
I would not vote for him.
He's more of a Nader Greenycrat.
I'm there with you. Okay. Man. We're on the same page.
See,
but
we're
listen,
fighting
here's
for the
all
same
I'm saying.
Here.
Fucking
no
politics,
matter,
man.
No matter who the nominee was, I don't care who the fuck they are.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to give credit to someone. And honestly, this is just me talking. I'm not giving that much credit
we know.
To fucking Donald Trump. But he is paying for his own candidacy, and he's not taking money from other corporations.
Wait. What about like Wall Street or like the major, the people who like
Wall
run the
Street?
Banks
you make
of America.
Your money. He's not taking money from the bank.
He's not taking any sort of.
No, it's all coming from his.
Yeah.
Okay,
his,
so
his bank account.
Because,
it's all coming right in.
But because
and, hold on, the only ad he's paid for is he did an ad that was $30,000 in Iowa. And you can look it up. That's the only thing he's paid for so
But
far.
Is that really respectable? Like, hey, guess what? I was given a shitload of money from very young. I was given a great start. I had a step up above of everybody in the entire country. And now that I have all this money, I paid for my entire presidency. And versus this man over here who worked from the bottom and stands for the people.
You're missing what I'm saying.
Sammy, that's
he's
been
not
every
being,
president ever, though.
Yeah, every president ever.
No,
and
I know.
You're missing what
Ronald
I'm saying.
Ronald Reagan was an actor.
You're
I
missing
mean,
what I'm saying. I'm talking about, like, Monsanto paying for Obama to be in office.
No,
so that they
okay.
can get their shit pushed through office.
Explain what
Monsanto
is.
I totally understand
is.
What you're saying.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Trying to figure this
we
out.
We don't have enough time for that. You need to do
is it a,
I'm just talking about like
it's a GMO.
pure like honestly like who do you want to lead this country into the future? A businessman or a politician?
Yeah.
Well, y'all are
no,
on
I'm
two
talking,
different pages.
Yeah, I'm on
yeah,
two different pages.
Like,
I'm talking about any
You're talking about what you want. Uh-huh. You're talking about what's happening.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I'm not.
No,
I'm not arguing with that at all.
I'm talking about any nominee. Let's say it was even Hillary.
Uh-huh.
Okay, even if she was paying for everything out of her pocket and not taking money from other, that's kind of respectful. Where you're like, I'm just doing this out of my own pocket. I'm not going and trying to grab a bunch of millions. That's
kind of
cool.
It's kind of like, okay, I'm not taking your money to do this thing that I'm interested in. I'm doing it myself, and I'm putting my own money and my own investments in it.
And he's still getting a shit ton of media time and not paying.
Well, he's already famous.
Every other candidate's getting millions of dollars.
Here's the thing that's scary about him.
It's their job to kind of raise money and be popular. I get what you're saying.
Here's the thing that's scary about him. He is hitting at the perfect storm for himself. Like, he's got people that are talking to him and telling him every move that he needs to do right now, and he's doing it. I guarantee you, if there was a, like, poll where people had to go take a polygraph, and you had all these American idiots get in line and say who they're going to vote for right now and who they agree with, right, you would have probably over half saying they're going to vote for Donald Trump.
And that's what scares the shit out of me.
I know. It's crazy.
The only good thing that I do like about
but is
him,
it not
period?
What the country needs right now, though, too, though? If you, no. Do you think about that, too? Do you think about, wait a second, maybe it's time that we...
To build a wall?
Not build a wall, but circle the wagon a little bit.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, with all the chaos that's going on right now...
you need
with,
to be
with
stricter
all,
watching who's coming in
with
and
all
out of the
chaos that's
if
going
he was
on right now.
A true libertarian, like, guys, I could almost kind of understand
But he's not
that.
A libertarian.
But you know that
he's
ISIS
not.
wants you to not let Syrian
that's,
refugees
But that's
in.
The thing. You know what I think?
You're letting... See, I know that... Listen, I know... that letting Syrian refugees into the country is a scary thought. I know that, but, I mean, honestly, right and wrong, we're talking about morals versus our own well-being. Like, what's more important to you?
The scarier thing is his comment. Mm-hmm. When you start telling people they can't believe a certain way, now you're going against the grain of what our country is brought up on. Okay, you may speak.
Man.
We won't yell at you.
Okay, so I heard something super duper interesting.
Shut up!
I'll just talk
closer
to the mic.
Dude, are y'all going to let me spit some Bill Nye stuff?
Can I finish my thought, man?
Let's all start it with fucking Bill Nye.
Go for it. So, Ted Cruz came out and said that he is... Okay, let me fucking finish.
Yes.
Ted Cruz.
Shut the fuck up, stupid fuckhole.
Thank you. Ted Cruz came out and said he is against, you know, Trump's whole not letting Muslims in, but he is in favor of revoking citizenship for anybody that goes over and fights
comes
for
back.
ISIS.
Well, that makes sense.
Okay, I mean, okay. I'm glad you said that.
That makes sense, because it's like...
So, okay,
it's
but
like,
that...
Hold on.
You got to let me finish.
It's like the farm boy in Iowa going over and fighting for Nazi Germany during World War II. It's
okay.
The same thing.
But on a bigger philosophical level...
The Nazis were bigger.
That is pulling away somebody's 14th Amendment rights, which therefore doesn't grant them the same rights that all U.S. citizens have. So we can execute those people without any recourse. We can throw them in prison for fucking years without any recourse. And so that gives us the right to revoke U.S. citizenship.
Where does treason fit in that? Like, when you go over and you fight for a country that's fighting against America, where does treason fit into that?
Well, so treason's complicated, and it can technically only happen... It can technically only happen
things.
In... Well, it can really only happen in wartime.
Okay.
You can't be...
So Snowden's not a treason... He has not committed any acts of treason?
Because we weren't in...
Well, wait, were we?
Yeah, we're in war. It's a wartime.
That's tricky. I'm not sure. I need to look it up a little bit more.
He did release stuff against... He going on over there.
He released some cables that I read. Like,
he
no,
runs
sorry,
an astrobiologically lab.
So, yeah.
But
I mean,
so that the whole revoking somebody's 14th Amendment rights, like pulling away their citizenship, is a very slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever watch Band of Brothers?
No, the but TV I heard series? But I heard Huffer talk about it.
Did they talk about it? The TV show?
Yeah.
One of them had geeked out on it for the week
that's
before
right.
they came
so,
in.
So, like, there's a one scene that's always stuck around with me is, like, these guys are fighting, and, you know, they're the, shit, I can't remember what infantry they were, but they were the first airborne infantry that came in, and they're walking by these German soldiers, and one of them goes, "Hey, man, can I borrow smoke?" A German soldier does. He's like, "Hey, where are you from, man?" He's like, I'm from such and such Idaho. He's like, "Well, what are you doing over here?" "I'm fighting for the mother country." And so he's like, "Oh, man, you know, that sucks. Here's your cigarette," whatever. And they walk away, and then, like, the guy walks 10 steps away, and they're all the German soldiers are executed. Like, they're all just shot right there.
Mm.
And that's the guy he was just talking to. And it's always, like, stuck in my head was, like, that's wartime. You left this country to go serve
kill
for another country, kill
country.
People.
Mm-hmm.
You were fighting against America.
Yeah.
So that should be, I agree with that. I mean, you're fighting, you went and chose,
so
you know,
okay,
the bad guy.
Okay. So that's pretty black and white example.
Kind of more, yeah.
But say somebody whose parents were maybe Syrian born, U.S. born, go over to Syria, not necessarily fighting for ISIS or even against ISIS, but for some reason, you know, gets rolled up in that situation, and we revoke their 14th Amendment rights and execute them. I mean, is that right?
Well, there, you know what? Unfortunately, there's going to be people that are going to get caught up in bad situations, like, and there's going to be mistakes. You can't prove everything.
But if that happened to you personally, would you change your opinion?
I would be dead.
I just mean, I mean while it's happening to you, oh God, you know that one time.
But I'm
just saying.
But just the ability. I think that's the greater point is the ability to revoke your 14th Amendment rights, like the ability to take away your U.S. citizenship at all, is a pretty scary prospect.
Are you have you
your human
rights? Do
you have
Amazon Video?
I do, but...
The Prime Video?
Yeah.
You need to watch A Man in a High Castle, because a lot of this is hidden.
Are
that.
You done with that?
Okay.
No, I'm about halfway through, but
all right.
A lot of that
I'll check it out.
That.
Is
you
it
know
a documentary?
What? I'm going to... No. Let's get back to Bill Nye real quick.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I just have
a few more
things.
Let's defend your uncle some more.
Okay.
Bill
I stand
Nye
corrected.
Stubbs.
Like, I'm going through his stuff, and you're right. He's pretty much just a fucking talking head.
Thank you.
All his stuff is honorary degrees.
Oh my God.
All his passion for nothing.
And all of that fucking fighting
yeah.
and swearing.
Look at this.
And
but
shit.
Why
I'll
do you
this,
argue
though.
With me? I do
but
my
I'll say
research.
This. That's a lie. But
there's nothing.
But,
what
do you, what I'll
you
say
think
though,
you're the Trent Reznor or
what I'll say though is
the Trent Reznor
Watauga
didn't know this.
He's not an official cabinet member of Obama's.
No.
No, he's just a spokeshead.
He's
like the science spokeshead.
Right. He's
So there was some misinformation going around. Full
so
circle.
If Mr. Wizard was still around, he might fill
he's
that
just a
position.
Fucking paid celebrity.
That's pretty much what he is. And he tries to pass himself
which
off.
Which is basically what Donald Trump
as a,
is.
And this is what pisses me off. Hold on. This is what pisses
well,
me off.
Well, he's a businessman,
is,
too. I mean,
he pays himself.
Donald
but
Trump is a grade A American.
Now, Americans are dicks then, man.
What pisses me off is how Bill Nye is looked upon by all these news outlets as he's the go-to. He's the word on everything.
That's
science.
Pretty ignorant. I know what you mean by that.
Yeah, because every time you turn around, it's some report like Bill Nye is on. He's got
Bill Nye said it. It's a fact.
Climate.
Well, so here's the funny thing is like Neil deGrasse Tyson is like as accessible. So why don't you just get him instead of Bill Nye?
What's the
Bill
dude?
Nye?
Is that the, who's
because
the,
I guess what, less people know who that is.
Bill
you know?
Nye said about.
And weren't raised on.
Who's the black cat?
Guy.
That's is that what you're talking
DeGrasse
about?
Tyson.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said about him?
Oh, no.
Bill Nye said, if Neil fell off of a bridge and died, there should be no investigation. Everybody should just go home.
What?
Because there's. It was like some weird quote, and I'm like, what?
What?
Thanks,
in what
Bill Nye.
What context is that?
You want me to read this?
Just quoted.
Hey, not to
is
switch topics.
Is this JJTM topics? Appendix going to run for a full 2 hours?
Probably not. But no, we do have an email from Johnny Trash Pockets we didn't read.
Hey, I didn't hear any voicemails either. I'm sure Zach left one.
We have a bunch. When we need to hit those. We've been really bad on them.
Is there another topic you wanted to hit?
There is one more.
Let's do religion.
Well,
oh shit. Yeah.
On a side note, we are releasing a single. There's that. That's happening.
Oh, yeah. I guess there's
a couple songs coming out.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of our emailed picks.
Nice. This is the
last. We're done talking about politics, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
This
cool.
is
oh,
the
back.
Last
Hi.
Thing. You're back. Hey, how's it going? This is the last thing. I'm not going to play this whole video, but this is one thing I wanted to hit with you guys. This girl put up a video, and it went crazy this week. Take a listen to this. Listen carefully. It's a little noisy because she like set her phone down on the ground. Let's see here.
Hey everyone. So today I'm going to be doing my video on 10 reasons why I think women should have sex with dogs.
Whoa.
Did y'all get that?
Yes.
Yeah. 10.
Yeah.
But are dogs, can they ever even be consensual? I mean, like, we could go on about this forever. That's totally fucked.
Here we go.
Reason number one, women in history have practiced it. There have been documented cases of ancient Romans and ancient Romans and Greeks practicing it for pleasure.
Whoa.
All documented psychopaths. I'm not saying that's not true, but it doesn't mean it's okay.
Somebody's going to have to pay me this picture.
Bill Nye is amazing for going to Cornell.
Logistically, how does that work? I mean, okay,
politics.
Avoiding the obvious puns, like, how? How?
Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, it don't. Okay.
Reason number two. Dogs' tongues can get in very hard to reach places, and it can feel amazing.
Would now, again, not saying that isn't true, but it doesn't mean it's not fucking okay.
Sammy, do you have experience peanut butter?
Hey, I'm just talking logical facts here. We all know a dog's tongue is longer than a human's, and he can stick it out quite a bit further. So you can picture in your mind, Jesus Christ, that's pretty fucking
who
twisted.
In here has done the peanut butter trick?
There's a peanut butter trick. Please explain.
Put peanut butter on your nuts and you let the dog lick it off.
Okay, but is there like a rule as to like...
What kind of peanut butter?
Or like, I don't know. I just don't know like where you start with that. Like, hey, I go to the store, buy the peanut butter, and I put it on my balls, take my pants off, and the dog's ready to go. I don't know. I just like...
You want this girl's email address?
Go ahead and give it to me.
Okay. You can email her and ask her. Here
all
we
right.
go.
What are we on?
Two.
Number two.
Reason number three. You cannot get pregnant. It is impossible for a dog to impregnate a human. Me.
Shit.
That's now, the whole time, stupidest fucking thing.
So she's letting so the I dog... So I won't have dog babies?
So the dog is coming at her?
And here's the thing. Is she's laying, she's sitting on a floor. She's reading something in front of her. And
is she good looking?
She's not that bad.
She looks like
bad.
A normal teenage girl, honestly.
But she is like petting a German Shepherd next to her.
Aww. Okay, this
is that a toy-sized dog?
No, it's real. Here we go.
Have sex 24/7, risk-free. Reason number four, you cannot get an STD.
I don't believe that. Shenanigans. Shenanigans.
You can get an STD.
There's got to be equally transmitted from a dog and human that they
Let's
can both
Bill
have
Nye.
And be transmitted.
Ask Bill Nye if you can get an STD.
Hey, does he
Bill
answer?
Nye has the answers.
Does he have a form or anything that we could send him questions? Because now I have a load of There's questions about him because I listened to a lot of stuff that he said to me.
And now you're like...
And now like your whole, stuff. The whole illusion is...
Now, yeah, just right. shattered.
That explains
my glass castle just fucking completely crashed.
That explains why you were so passionate about defending him.
I thought he was a cool dude. I saw him on Bill Maher and fucking thought he was a decent guy.
He may be a cool dude.
All right, number five in dog fucking.
Bill Maher.
If you're allergic to dog sperm, that's the only way it can harm you. There's actually a case in
there's only one
and
way, to,
only
find
one way to
find that out.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude? This is insane. This is out of the fuck.
If you swallow dog semen and your tongue itches, guess what? You're allergic.
No more.
Jeff, I'm going to cut that up, and you need to put that on the intro of Funky Town.
Oh, man, no more.
You should just surprise him with that. You should surprise him with
Jeff,
the whole thing.
We're only at four.
Oh, my God.
Where was that? It was in Europe of a woman dying from an allergic reaction.
So, dog sperm is fatal?
There's a reason for that.
Reason number five. It has been around since the beginning of time. There have
Man's
been...
best friend.
No, bullshit. Bullshit.
Adam and Eve.
Man's best friend
no.
banging each other.
The dog has only been domesticated for so long. Have fucking... Neanderthals been fucking wolves?
Hold on.
I don't
now,
think so.
Now, I will
and
say
wild
that
dogs.
back in, you know, you go back far enough to when before people were, you know, colonized and things like that, dogs, wolves actually would come along and eat behind the old human trash that had a lot of carbohydrates left behind, and it actually made them evolve into being able to digest.
But they
some
weren't.
Did you ask Bill Nye?
But they, yeah. but they weren't fucking
I'm
them.
Not
All right.
arguing
hey,
her.
Hey. Kansas State University. A sexually transmitted disease among dogs can be transmitted to humans through licking, according to an expert in the field.
Oh, check that out. That's not even dog sperm.
Heavy petting.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
No more peanut butter
looks
trick.
Like she, looks like her. Looks,
She's
looks
wrong.
Like
Loki ain't obsolete. Getting peanut butter tonight.
There have been cave paintings of it since 2000 BC.
They were,
okay, what cave paintings were they? Lascaux?
Reason number six.
Doesn't matter.
It's
not
legal
even
in some countries and states.
Yet.
So you can enjoy it.
What?
Can you stop biting on my skirt?
It's legal in some countries and states.
What state? And when she says state, does she mean like of the United States or like state as in a country?
Like Alabama.
I gotta
the
imagine
only
you
place
can,
that would ever
I gotta imagine you can
so
fuck
heinous.
A dog in Alabama, Mississippi,
Florida.
And Florida.
Yeah. Matt's looking.
Here we go.
It is. Okay, where was I? I think I was on
with
six.
A very disturbed look.
Yeah,
on his face.
It is legal in some countries and states, so you can enjoy it. pretty much without worry, other than judgmental people and religious people. That's pretty much all you have to worry about. Yeah. Reason number seven.
Specifically talking about dogs.
Some people like to think of it as a kink.
Some people view it as a kink.
How is that a...
Some people as in most people.
That's not a
people.
Reason to do it. Matt, you walked over here and looked at her. What'd you think?
She's a Fruit Loop. She looks like someone that would listen to the Jerry Johnstone message.
Maybe she is.
Like you are fully submissive to a wolf or canine.
Or almost done.
Like
okay.
That. It's some kind of...
Are you ready?
It's something that...
More on red hair, sorry.
The crime in question is called zoophilia.
Sounds
pedophilia,
right.
Or no, pedophilia is kids, right?
Kids, yeah.
What is it? Bestiality, I guess.
Yeah, bestiality.
All right, undetermined. Texas, New Mexico, Nevada.
I knew Texas was on there.
Wyoming.
I didn't want to say it.
Do you have like charges against you?
Alabama.
No, it just
Virginia.
Makes sense.
Both Virginias.
Of course,
so,
West Virginia.
A felony. New Mexico, Oklahoma, Mississippi. Let's see, misdemeanor. California. Louisiana.
You just get a ticket.
Oregon.
That's a ticketable offense.
Wow, so like this is something maybe 10% of people are doing in their closets?
Why is Texas undetermined? Are we that stupid?
I don't know.
Maybe it's a...
Just don't give a shit.
Maybe
like,
you can...
nobody does
you can
that.
Fuck a sheep,
we don't
want to
talk about it. Just leave it alone.
I don't know.
Wow.
All right, let's finish this out and get the hell out of here.
People wouldn't do. So, people like to think about it. Reason number eight. It's convenient. You don't have to.
There's he's right here.
Just right there. You don't have to.
He's right here. He said that. He's right here.
Sorry,
I feed him. He sticks
steps.
Around.
It's right there in front of you. It's around you. The bathroom. Reason number nine. They don't nag or complain. They are silent companions.
Bullshit. That's fucked up. That is totally fucked up, and that's borderline
You
rape.
Can do it against their
say,
will without
rape.
Borderline
knowing
rape.
Does she say where she's at? Because I'll tell you the laws
that
where she's at.
That is borderline
I'm
rape.
I'm sure you can
and
find
that
out.
Is fucked up, dude. No.
I stand corrected. Alabama legislature passed a law on bestiality.
Because so many people were doing it.
Without a governor's signature in 2014.
They don't pass laws on shit that people don't do.
It's a misdemeanor.
Yeah, exactly.
Only maximum of 1 year in prison.
Where does ISIS go?
1 year in prison, that's it?
Hey, did you see
that's
the
a
ISIS
long time,
they fuck
safe
cannabis.
Sex?
Yeah.
With the goat with the tennis balls.
All right, here we go.
Are you a silent companion?
Oh, she asked her dog.
Yeah.
Are you a silent?
Yeah.
And she rapes it.
She they
do you like there. Rape?
Does the dog's ears go like down? Like
this German Shepherd's like, just get me the hell out of here. All right, here we go.
There is
reason number 10. They
I don't
are
even know where I am
train.
Right now.
Did y'all hear that?
Fit to train.
They're easy,
easy
to train.
To train.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know if
you
I'm
just
more
grab
disturbed
them by the ears.
About Bill just... Nye being a fraud or
this.
Texas completely has no law against any of this. They're like the only. This has to be. Fake. Like, surely I'm not reading real statistics and stuff and facts. Like, Texas cannot really not have any kind of law against any kind of bestiality at all.
If it's not, like...
They're, like, the only state.
If it feels good, do it, man.
Honestly, yes. Texas...
I like Bud Light Jaeger and titties.
And dogs.
And dogs.
Maybe they just haven't had a lot of problems with it.
Canine fucking...
just hadn't come up.
People
Wyoming
don't do that here. We don't
either.
Really need to discuss it.
Have you been to Wise Settlement lately?
Been to Azle?
Oh, shit.
I've
Chase has
around.
A really good story about gypsies we should have talked
no,
about.
No, gypsies are crazy. No,
dude, they'll get him yelling, too.
No.
Read the sign. No
You'll
gypsies.
Get him yelling.
And they'll come hunt you down. They're like Scientologists.
What? Okay, hold on. What distinction? How do you... What is a gypsy exactly?
We'll do that off mic. I'm not getting into it on here. All right, one last thing. And then we're
how
done.
How can we possibly top that?
This is kind of sad. Whip out the brag badge, because Matt, you know this. A few years ago, I went to Africa.
Africa.
I went to Kenya.
Kenya.
And I went on safari in the Maasai Mara, and spent a lot of time following this pride of lions around. There were seven. At the time, there were seven lions, and the eighth was coming in. And 2 days ago, that pride of lions was poisoned.
Ooh.
And if you ever watched the show Big Cats or The Life of a Big Cat or whatever on, I think it's Discovery or National Geographic, that was the pride they followed around.
Oh.
And the main star of it, BB, was killed, or she died, was 18 years old. and another one died. They're not sure which one it was yet, or at least the last time I checked, because she had been picked apart by other animals. But
after death?
Yeah, after death. There were five other lions that were basically the vets picked them up, and they're treating them right now, trying to save them. Mm-hmm. And one of the other ones is still missing. They don't know where she is. And basically what happened was in the Mara, the Maasai tribes bring their cattle down to graze at night. And when you bring cattle down to an area where lions are going to do what lions do.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to attack your cattle. Well, basically they took down two cattle, killed them, ate them because it's their food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the herdsman decided to poison one of the carcasses.
That was his retaliation.
Yeah. His retaliation, well, and it poisoned the lion.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think I've heard this on the radio or something before. But so the Maasai's, you know, they're herders and stuff like that, and it's kind of a part of a rite of passage for them to kill a lion
when they're growing. When they're growing up and they become a full blown warrior,
yeah,
they kill. When I was over there in my camp, we had lions get in the camp one night.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to walk to our tents, a Maasai warrior or a guardsman walked with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the guardsmen walk with a 380.
Yeah.
And they're walking through there with us. And I was talking to him. I was like, do you feel comfortable with this rifle? You know, what are you shooting? That's how I found out everything. And they're like, yeah, you know, 1 to 2 shots, we can take one down mm-hmm. if one attacks us while we're walking. He's like, but if you really want to be safe, you walk with one of the Maasai. Because those guys will beat the shit out of a lion in seconds.
Yeah.
Or really? Kill it with a bow. Like,
damn.
They were just badass. He's like, I've got a gun, but you need to walk with those guys.
Yeah. Well, so I've heard, too, that they, it's sometimes they'll get, you know, like at a wedding or something, they'll all get kind of liquored up. And then the young men, just with nothing else to do, they'll go out in the bush and, you know, find some lions. Yeah.
To beat
I mean,
out?
Essentially.
Just to beat the shit out?
No. No.
Well, basically,
kill them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
This group of lions was so centralized. This pride was like all the guides knew exactly where they would be all the time. Mm-hmm. And they kept a schedule. They knew where they were. So it's one of those things like the herdsmen should have known better.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's Africa. It's not like there's game wardens out there.
Mm.
They did find the guys, mm-hmm. and they flew them immediately into Nairobi to face court, and they will probably die.
Yeah.
They'll be punished by death penalty?
Yeah.
Wow. So they fucked up.
Yeah. They fucked up because they took down. It's kind of like, you remember when that dentist killed the lion over there?
Yeah.
And it was like a big national
Absolutely,
thing?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's kind of like that. These were Could've. This pride was the national pride.
But it's
of
a
Kenya.
Big deal to the locals, which yeah. is kind of more of a big deal.
Which is even crazy if you... Oh, I don't have my wallet on me. Like, I have a picture of all seven of them sitting up on a rock. It's as the sun's going down, our truck was sitting there, and all seven were up on a rock looking. They're all laying down, and all their heads are at different levels, but they're all looking at this water buffalo sitting off in the distance up on the hill,
uh-huh.
like if they're going to attack it or not. They were all still way too young to attack, the male cubs were, but they're all sitting there, and all their heads are lined up, and I took the picture and put it on my debit card.
Oh, nice.
And now it's like...
That's cool.
All those lions are dead or about to die, or hopefully they survive. But
yeah, that's sad. That
it
is
freaking
sad.
Sucks.
So yeah, way to end a chaotic show on a
yeah,
downer.
Fun. So yeah, Bill Nye, he's amazing.
Yeah. Life sucks.
Matt
kill
still
yourself.
Vote for Bill 2016.
You still want him to be our president?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So thanks, guys, sticking around doing this little appendix. It's pretty crazy. We had fun. A lot of shouting. That was so much fun.
What are we going to do that? What are we going to do with that?
We'll probably put it out like Saturday, Sunday, something like that.
The Yell Fest?
Yeah, we'll put it out as a 0.5. That was so much fun.
You shut up.
I don't think I've ever... What did I call you?
I don't remember. Some asshole.
Something dick face.
You dick fuck.
Dick fuck.
Dick fuck. That was it.
That was so much fun.
In all fairness, I am a dick fuck.
Have ever called
I think we need to do
fuck.
That more often, like a vending period where we like everybody just starts yelling at each other.
There was so much shouting and Chase just curled up in a ball.
I wish we'd have been rolling video. That was amazing. All right, guys. Mean Motor Scooter. Check them out. Bandcamp. Facebook show's coming up. You've got two singles you're fixing to release.
We are.
So do it. And we'll holler at you guys later.
All right.
Peace.
Thanks.
Bye. Later.
See you.